Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by the app Public Square. Stop doing business with people who hate you. Thanks for being here. In light of the Silicon Valley Bank closing and a couple other banks closing, and I don't know, triggering a massive economic meltdown, I thought we could talk about money this week. So I'm grateful you've been here the last couple of days. And we're talking about specifically how to avoid the love of money. People think the Bible says money is the root of all evil. It actually says the love of money is the root of all evil. So how do we avoid the love of money? First is to have a proper treasury, invest in eternal things. The second is to have a proper vision, think and look at godly things that will bring light to your soul. And it will make sure that you have proper allegiance. That's number three. The Bible says no man can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. So you can't serve God and serve money at the same time. You can have money, of course, but which is your master? Which controls you? Which do you love? I read a chapter just this morning from J.C. Ryle, and the question was just the same question that Jesus asked Peter. Do you love me? It's amazing. Jesus did not say, hey, Peter, do you believe in me? Will you obey me? Or will you preach about me? He could have asked him anything, but Jesus said, do you love me? That was the question to Peter and the question to you. So what does it mean to love Jesus? It's not hard, nothing complicated. It's the same thing about loving anyone. What do you do when you love someone? You think about them. It's the first thing. When you love someone, you don't have to be reminded of them. You think about them all the time. So do you think about Jesus all the time? Or do you think about money all the time? That's the simplest test. How many times a day do you think about money? I read somewhere the other day, it's like the average is like 8 or 9 times a day. For me, it's like 400 times a day, including the very first thing I think of when I open my eyes in the morning. Do you think about Jesus all the time? When you love a person, you don't only think about them, you love to hear about them. I want to hear the latest. Give me the latest. You should feel the same with Jesus, but how often do you check in on your investment accounts? I love to hear about those. Or sometimes I don't, but I still check them anyway. And if you love Jesus, you'll want to read about him. You'll want to read about him all the time. You will crave it. How much are you reading about money and investing and how to earn more, and how to work more, make more? The love of money is exclusive, meaning it eliminates the love of God. You can't serve both. It says so right here. But if you love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, then at least you have the opportunity to ask, do I love God? John Calvin said, where riches hold the dominion of the heart, God has lost his authority. So you just got to make a decision. And the teams are pretty obvious. When you love money, so if you want to choose team money, you will become proud. You'll become materialistic. You will cling to things that will ultimately disappear. It will cause you more anxiety and you'll be more discontent. And you will seek happiness in the created. That's team money. Team love of God will cause you to be more humble, more eternal minded, more content and at peace. And you will find your happiness not in the created, but in the creator. Choose your master. Pretty simple. We're so prideful. You know, God created everything. He owns everything. He controls everything. He provides everything. And then we still worship the everything. As opposed to the person who made it all and has it all and gives it all. And he saved your soul in the first place. You don't think he'll provide you with exactly what he knows you need? I just don't trust him. That's the root of it.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And you know why people don't love Jesus like we should? It's because we don't have a sense of debt to him. We should actually talk more about that another day, but that's it. If what Jesus did for you is no big deal, then why would you think about him? Doesn't make any sense. Why would you think about a guy who did something that was no big deal? But if he paid the sin so that you can avoid hell and go to heaven, I think you'd think about him from time to time. So one way to avoid the love of money is to have proper allegiance and trust. I'll leave you with this story here. Let me quote John MacArthur with this. This is for you if you're having trouble sleeping because of money. He says, as World War II was coming to a close, the Allied armies gathered many of the hungry orphans that were left as a result of the war. They were placed in camps and they were well fed. Despite excellent care, they found that these children could not sleep. They seemed nervous and afraid, and they could stay awake all night long with insomnia, staring at the ceiling. Finally, somebody came in to try to figure out what was going on, and they came up with a solution. Every night before the children were put into bed, let me just pause right here. Is that you? Do you have trouble sleeping? Do you think about money? You just lay there, look at the ceiling at night as if you're starving, terrified, thinking about money? Is that you? Just like these orphans after World War II? So they came up with a solution. Every night before the children were put to bed, they were given a little piece of bread to hold in their hand. And they went to sleep clutching that little piece of bread. They fell asleep right away. And you think, I don't get it. Well, how did that work? They've lived so long without food that they couldn't sleep because they had so much fear that they didn't know what they would eat the next day. But when a little piece of bread was put in their hand, they knew that they were secure for tomorrow. They were at peace and they could sleep. That's the promise God gives you. Even when you lay in bed at night thinking about money, God is giving you the promise that I got you. Luke 12:32, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God puts a little piece of bread in your hand and says, go to sleep. What are you worried about? This podcast, I'm honored to have it sponsored by Public Square. I went to the Public Square launch party a couple of years ago. And I was like, man, this is brilliant. I hope this takes off. And it has taken off for all the right reasons. So it's about finding businesses and therefore people who share the same values as you do and supporting them with your money. And it's not charity. I mean, you get the product or service back in return, but why give your money to people who hate you? Why give your money to companies that take your money and literally push an agenda that's destroying our country, or at the very least, we disagree with? It doesn't make any sense. Not when there's good patriots out there running wonderful businesses. But where are they? Well, you can find them. Public Square, totally free. Absolutely free. You can go to their website, publicsq.com, scroll down to the bottom, and there's a list of five values that all the people on the app, all the businesses on the app, have to agree to. So you know you're working with good people. Public Square, free download in the App Store.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.